Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for JBG Smith Properties, also known by its ticker, JBGS. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart real estate plays, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this company, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive its future performance. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately, before we roll up our sleeves for the full analysis. Company overview. For those who might not be as familiar, JBG Smith Properties is a real estate investment trust, or REIT, focused on owning, operating, and developing high-quality, mixed-use properties in and around the Washington, D.C. area. They're heavily invested in urban and transit-oriented locations, with a portfolio that spans office spaces, multifamily residential units, and retail. Their mission is to create value through strategic placemaking, and they've got a significant footprint in one of the most stable real estate markets in the U.S. With thousands of employees under their belt and a market cap that places them firmly in the mid-cap category, they're a notable player in the real estate sector. Recent news and performance snapshot. Lately, JBG Smith has been making headlines with some strategic moves in their portfolio management, including asset sales and repositioning efforts to focus on high-growth areas. There's been chatter in the news about their push to optimize their holdings, particularly in response to evolving market dynamics like remote work trends affecting office spaces. Performance-wise, over the past year, their stock has seen some volatility, with shorter-term metrics like the 1-month and 3-month returns showing mixed results compared to the broader real estate sector. However, their 5-year performance gives a more nuanced picture, reflecting the challenges and recoveries in the REIT space. Let's keep this in mind as we dig into the financials and broader trends during our SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis. Now, let's break this down into the core components: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll weave in some key financial insights and recent developments to paint a full picture for you long-term investors out there. Strengths. Prime market positioning. JBG Smith's focus on the DC metro area is a huge plus. This region benefits from consistent demand driven by government and contractor presence, which provides a stable tenant base for their office and mixed-use properties. It's a market that's less prone to wild swings compared to other urban centers. Diversified portfolio. Their mix of office, residential, and retail assets helps spread risk, even if one segment, like office space, faces headwinds from hybrid work models, their multifamily units have shown resilience, as seen in revenue breakdowns from product segments. Solid financial metrics. Looking at their balance sheet, they've got a decent current ratio, indicating they can cover short-term liabilities without breaking a sweat. Plus, their gross profit margin remains competitive within the industry, showing they're managing costs effectively despite inflationary pressures. Dividend yield. For income-focused investors, their dividend yield stands out as a nice perk. It's not the highest in the sector, but it's consistent, and as a REIT, they're obligated to return a good chunk of income to shareholders, which is always a draw for long-term holders. Weaknesses. Debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side compared to some peers in the real estate space. High leverage can be a double-edged sword. Great when times are good, but a real burden if interest rates keep climbing or if cash flow tightens up. Office space exposure. Despite diversification, they're still heavily tied to office properties, and with remote work sticking around, occupancy rates could face pressure. Recent earnings call transcripts highlight management's awareness of this, but it's still a drag on short-term growth potential. Profitability concerns. Their net profit margin isn't exactly setting the world on fire. While revenue numbers from the income statement look steady, the bottom line isn't growing as fast as I'd like to see for a company of this size. This could signal inefficiencies or higher operating costs eating into earnings. Short-term performance lag. Compared to industry averages over the past 6 months, JBG Smith's stock performance has underperformed. While we're focused on the long game, these shorter-term trends can spook retail investors and impact sentiment. Opportunities. Strategic asset repositioning. News snippets suggest they're actively shedding underperforming assets and doubling down on high-growth areas like multifamily and transit-oriented developments. If executed well, this could boost returns and streamline operations, something to watch in upcoming quarters. Urban recovery trends. As cities like DC adapt to post-pandemic realities, there's potential for a rebound in demand for well-located, mixed-use properties. JBG Smith is positioned to capitalize on this if they can innovate with their spaces, think flexible offices or community-focused retail. Forward valuation appeal. Peeking at their forward PE ratio, it's trading at a reasonable multiple compared to historical averages and industry benchmarks. This suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to future earnings potential, especially if management can turn around profitability. CapEx and innovation. Their cash flow statements show ongoing investments in property enhancements. If these capital expenditures translate into higher rents or occupancy rates, it could be a game changer for free cash flow down the line, which is currently decent but not spectacular. Threats. Interest rate sensitivity. REITs like JBG Smith are notoriously sensitive to rising rates, which increase borrowing costs and can dampen dividend appeal compared to safer fixed income options. With their elevated debt levels, this is a real concern if the Fed keeps tightening. Economic slowdowns. A broader economic downturn could hit their tenant base hard, especially smaller businesses in retail or office spaces. The DC market offers some buffer, but it's not immune to national trends, as reflected in sector performance metrics. Competitive pressure. The real estate sector is crowded, and JBG Smith faces stiff competition from other REITs with deeper pockets or more aggressive growth strategies. Industry data shows some peers outperforming in key metrics like ROE, which could lure investors away. Hybrid work persistence. If remote and hybrid work models become permanent for a larger chunk of the workforce, their office portfolio could see sustained weakness. Management's commentary in earnings calls acknowledges this risk, but there's no quick fix here. Key insights and financial deep dive. Let's tie some of this together with a closer look at the numbers. On the income statement front, revenue has been holding steady over recent years, which is a positive sign in a choppy market. However, net income growth isn't keeping pace, and that's something long-term investors need to monitor. Free cash flow, while positive, isn't growing at a clip that screams buy now. It's more of a wait-and-see situation, especially with their capital expenditure commitments. On the balance sheet, total assets are substantial, but so are total liabilities, reinforcing my earlier point about debt being a potential anchor. From an earnings call perspective, management seems cautiously optimistic, focusing on portfolio optimization and tenant retention strategies. They've hinted at adapting spaces for hybrid work needs, which could be a smart pivot if they pull it off. For valuation, the forward PE ratio suggests there's room for upside if earnings improve, but it's not a screaming bargain either, more of a fair price for the risk you're taking on. Conclusion and long-term outlook. So where does this leave us with JBG Smith Properties? For long-term investors, there's a mixed bag here. On one hand, their strategic location and diversified portfolio offer a solid foundation, and potential undervaluation could mean upside if they execute on their repositioning plans. On the other hand, high debt, exposure to office space challenges, and interest rate headwinds are real risks that could weigh on performance in the near to medium term. My take? This isn't a stock to jump into headfirst right now, but it's worth keeping on your watch list, especially if you're bullish on urban real estate recovery over the next 5 to 10 years. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts on JBG Smith in the comments. Do you see it as a hidden gem or a pass for now? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.